Blog Talk Radio.
All right, it's Sunday. I'm doing some shit early. I'm thinking that I'm going to do my shit at 6 o'clock, but I might not. I just got so much to do. So many things to talk about. I rarely make videos that start out ragging on women. And it's not my intentions as far as that point, ragging on women for this video. But I don't intend to speak ill of ladies. But the way these goddamn women are acting these days demands. I'm not saying it asks. It's not requesting. It's demanding that I give constructive criticism. And fellas, I'm finna draw a picture. It's gonna, you know me. I ain't gonna motherfucking just tell you something. I'm finna show you what I'm talking about so you can see. Now, it's the last day of the month. And I'm at the drawing boards putting the last touches on this new fucking bikini I'm designing. Plus, I'm getting ready for the new semester at Sidewalk University. Now, the semester begins. Oh, shit. I better put this weed down. Cut. Because usually I buy that weed that don't make you make you cough like this. But I sent my daughter to get me some. Man, this weed is burning weed. But it just makes me cough like a motherfucker. And I know y'all think that I'm probably finna pass out or something, but I'm not. This is weed. But I ain't finna smoke no more. Matter of fact, I'm finna put it out. Because we got a lot to talk about. You don't need me coughing. You don't need me sneering your motherfucking ass thinking that I'm finna die. Now listen to this shit, man. I got a bikini. And first, April 1st is the beginning of the new semester at SWU. So I got to get a lot of shit together. But I'm telling you guys, if you want to get in, you need to try or start getting in now for next semester. Because you don't know how many people I got to turn down. They fucking wait till the last goddamn minute, then they want to get in. No, that's not where I'm coming from. That's not what I want. What I want is whoever want to get in to get in. But I want those that really want to get in, which will do it early. I want to give them preference. But that's SWU. I ain't really talking about that. As far as this bad-ass bikini. Now, right now, it only comes in three colors. White, black, and blue. Now, the design is what's so dope. The design is two shoestrings. Now, the bra part of the shoestring tapers off at both ends to half the size of the part that covers the nipples. So it's like a bigger shoestring here and a smaller shoestring as it go back and tie. And you can make a beautiful bow in the back. Now, the bottom, this is what's so dope. The bottom fits through both cracks. Her pussy crack and her ass crack. And then it tied around the waist. Now, what do you fucking bitches think of that? Fellas, wouldn't you like that shit? I'll tell you what I really think. It goes right with the way that bikini I'm talking about goes right with the way every fucking bra of today dress and think and act. Now, what you got to say about it? Somebody got to be understanding what world. Maybe not understanding where I'm going to go with this. But I'm saying, think about what these bras do today. Think about how they project themselves. Think about it. So what I'm saying is this. It actually goes right with the way women think today. That bra that I'm talking about. Now, of course, you guys know that I was sort of not serious when I was talking about that bra. I wanted to point out how little women cover up today. How little they leave to your imagination. And how much they invite all the goddamn shit that they be asked that be happening to them. They ask for it. Now, of course, they're gonna jump down like, how can a woman ask to be raped? Well, I'm just saying, you got big titties, so you push them up so they poke out. Your nipples is showing, and you better not bend over because I'm gonna see right up your asshole to your mouth. And I'm saying, everything you're doing is saying, come fuck me. Every piece of clothing you have on is saying, come fuck me. Now, me, I'm going to see you and say, damn, who the fuck that bitch? Well, I'm going to get at you. Shit, baby. And you might not want me to fuck you, but that's what I think. But what I'm saying, I'm going to get at you. But Charlie over here, he going to wait till you leave the club, and he going to just fuck you. He ain't going to talk to you. He ain't going to want to know shit. He just going to fuck you. And you're going to be talking about, oh, God, what did I do? What can't man be? You know, I just think you motherfuckers are kind of representing that you perceive yourself as this way. If you, you know, look like a slut, you act like a slut, you talk like a slut, guess what? You a fucking slut. Now, we gotta face this fact, fellas. And a lot of you motherfuckers have not faced it. You have not even addressed it, let alone face it. But think about this. What the fuck do we as men have to choose from today as far as women goes? Think about it. Their place is not to fucking swing a hammer or hang up from a skyscraper washing windows. Ain't nobody saying they can't do it. If the bitch really want to do it, okay. But, you know, men don't want women taking them kind of chances if that's the case. Okay. But that was when we thought they was the fairer sex. They're the fairer sex. When there was a such thing as sex. There is no such thing as your sexual identity now. You know, that's why bitches think whatever they think and they do whatever they do. But they still want to think like bitches. I'm talking about when it comes to getting raped and all that goddamn shit. What I'm saying is, yeah, if you want to look fine like that, go right ahead. because this shit do look good. But you can't be mad at some pervert motherfucker when he look at you and see nothing but his taste. You shouldn't really be looking to me. You shouldn't really be looking like that. But if you want to, meaning I shouldn't really be smoking weed and shit. Well, not weed, but taking drugs and shit. But if I want to take the damn drugs, I got to go in the environment of where they at, which means I'm risking whatever happens in that environment. And if I don't want to fuck with the shit, or I don't want the results of fucking with the shit, then I shouldn't do it. Women don't think like that. They don't think like that for them. I'm saying this, fellas. Hold on. I ain't talking about women. I ain't trying to say they ain't shit. I ain't blaming shit on women. Well, I am blaming that one thing on them. But what I'm saying is, if they do that kind of work. Now, this, just follow me, fellas. If the women do start driving bulldozers and all that kind of goddamn shit, and, you know, truckers and whoop, all that like they doing now, men of yesterday, they didn't want them doing it because the women would lose their femininity. It wasn't that they did not think the woman could do it. Some did, yeah, the white men. But men really did that shit because they didn't want women to lose their femininity because they start acting like men. Okay. You don't understand. You just want to sit there and wait till I come hit you in the mouth. Do you want a man acting woman? I'm talking about a man acting woman that act like she badder than you? Oh, man, fuck no, you don't want that bitch. You probably, like you are, scared of that bitch. You guys got to understand what I'm trying to get you to understand. Who knows where these relationships are going to go today? That's what the problem is. They don't fucking know where the relationship is, so the man is not prepared to take it any further than the sheep. Just think about the women of yesterday and the women of today. What made my father, probably you guys' grandfathers, what made him the man he was that he had confidence, serious confidence in the woman or in the women of the day. Unlike these days. See, yesterday's man knew what he was getting, what he was getting into, what he was going to be signing up for if he pursued this woman. He knew she would remain the same woman that he met 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years from now. That does not mean she ain't going to make any progressions. She ain't going to make no progress. No, it don't mean all that. Motherfucker's agenda, with that, where those type of words would serve, they use that shit. And they made that shit mean that shit. Because men did do a lot of the fucking shit that women, you know, accuse men of. A lot of it. I'm not saying we innocent. I'm just saying, you got to understand. If you know you meet this broad and she gonna basically be the same way as she aged through life, you might be willing to fuck with her like that. But if you meet this broad and you don't even really believe what she's telling you right now, but you like her, you know, and you end up fucking with her, and let's say you end up marrying her, you know, when she changed and then cut all her hair off and say this, you know, you ain't gonna really trip. You ain't gonna like her no more, but you ain't gonna trip because, you know, this bitch is not gonna do anything. You knew that when you married her. That's a big difference. That is a fucking big difference. Men accept that's not the case now. Women are not what they appear to be. Men accept that now. Man. Well, I'm saying it makes men be not prepared for anything else but the pussy. Men know today the woman, or that women, have like shirked their responsibilities as women. They don't have to be women. I mean, they can actually promote the very shit that we say is fucked up. Okay. See, what I'm saying is women promote that fuck a bitch attitude that men have. Women promote that. Now, who can blame us when they're promoting it? What I'm saying, fellas, in a way, you know, I agree with you motherfuckers the way you acting today. But overall, I don't. But I agree that if the woman don't feel the need to be real with me, why the fuck can't I fake her ass out too on a date? Bitches do it all the time. They don't even think they're doing it. But they know they're doing it, but they don't say or call it doing it. This ain't got these ain't her eyes, these ain't her eyelashes, this ain't how her eyebrows look. Her cheeks may be the only thing that's true on her motherfucking ass, but they don't even look like that. I mean, she didn't change everything on her for the date. And then she coming to you telling me, can you be real? Can you be real with me? Come on, man. Bitch, how can you even say the word real? Ain't nothing on you real. So, I ain't mad. I'm just saying, that's what time it is. Man, a motherfucker don't have nothing to count on when it comes to these bras today. So, I mean, okay, there you have it. You got two motherfuckers who accept that they're fucking fakes, and they're out on a date. What good could possibly result from that kind of shit? Both of these people know they're fakes, and it's not like they're being shot, you know, in a movie. They're really doing this in their lives. They know they're wasting time. They're just building up spite or whatever for the opposite sex. I mean, she knows the motherfucking nigga want it, and he knows he might can get it. And therein lies the motherfucking problem. That's the game that everybody, not just women, I'm not blaming it on them, dudes play it too. If he gets the pussy now, this is what he thinking. He know that's all he gonna get. He know it. He knows that, but he still wants that pussy, and he might want to, you know, get with her because he's accepted the shortcomings of today's woman. Yesterday's men didn't. And the only way you can keep having a woman was keep them thinking as women. Now things could have went overboard and maybe motherfuckers did objectify him. But just keep listening and understand what the fuck Rosebud's trying to tell you, man. And understand Rosebud is kicking the truth. Unadulterated. Now, See, this dude today, he's accepted that the woman he fucked last night is not going to be the same woman he sees 2 weeks from now. He's accepted that. My dad didn't. None of his friends did. None of their dads did. They did. Look, if you can't be, they didn't even say that shit. Because if women understood they had to be who they was. They didn't try to pretend to be the next bitch. Well, I'm saying, fellas, think about this goddamn shit, man. Why would a man want to tie his life to a woman who she ain't fit to ride on the back of the dump truck with the flies? I believe the reason women are so insecure is that none of them accept the reality. If a woman, think about this, if a woman have a large nose, it's in her genes. She can't escape the fact that if she had kids, it's going to be in their genes. They liable to have a big nose. Ain't nothing wrong with having a fucking big nose. But this woman starts considering changing her nose. Why? So she could think she's beautiful. I mean, according to the media. Not according to what she thinks is beautiful. Not according to what motherfuckers that's really going to see her thinks. See, women have forgotten that even though you do all that shaving on your nose and puffing up on your lips, it's still you. And whatever the fuck you thought about you is still in there to think. Otherwise, let's say you get your nose reshaped and you feel you're beautiful. Soon as you get over that fucking nose, because at first you're going to be sprung like everybody else. God damn, that nose is dope. But you could have just seen your nose as beautiful as it was, but you didn't. Because what I'm saying, even though you got the fucking nose job, you're going to start fucking seeing other shit that need improvement. And you may even get hooked on that shit. I'm not saying you will, but you ain't gonna never get enough is my point. Man, I'm fine as a motherfucker, and I know I could lose 20, 30 pounds. And I be watching that Jenny Craig shit, Weight Watchers and all them motherfuckers. That's, man, I'm gonna buy that shit. And because I'm single and all that shit, I don't ever do it. I'll never do it because I don't give a fuck if I got a gut. And I told you I got suitcases under my eyes. I don't have bags under my eyes. I got suitcases. You think that make me think I ain't butt? Man, what I'm saying is this, man. It's still the same insecure bitch. She got her nose fixed, but that was after she was wondering, what's wrong with me? Why am I so insecure? And then she looked at her and she said, well, if I had a better nose, okay, that's supposed to end her insecurity. But it don't. Now she's insecure and she gonna like, try not to say it's another body part. She's going to try to see that it's her life and all this, that, and the other. But then pretty soon, she's going to be in the mirror and say, God, you know, my tits could be whatever. Next thing you know, she's going to want to do that. And then slowly but surely, she just hates herself. All fucking women hate themselves. They don't want to admit it because if you didn't think you was beautiful before the nose, what makes you think you're beautiful because of the nose? Because you're still the same bitch. And once you get over the nose job, you just go find some other area that's not media beautiful, and you're going to want to change it. Now, and listen, fellas, they want to be labeled strong women. Understand this, fellas. Please. If their strength comes from all the fakery that they need to use to be them, how strong are they? I'm saying, now I understand why back in the day, and where the real strong women statement comes from, is from back in the day, these fine-ass motherfucking black bitches, white bitches too, were capable of doing whatever the fuck they were saying they could do. And they didn't wear makeup. And they downplayed their sexiness. Because she didn't want to depend on her shape or her fucking nose or whatever color her eyes are, you know, to be attractive. She knew that she depended on her strength as a person. And she was truly a strong woman, although she was fine as a motherfucker. Now, there's some women like that that weren't, in quotes, fine. They got chose too. Because strong women are attractive. Bitches today are completely weak. They're just weak. And I, you know what? Well, it can't seem like some motherfuckers are on here, but why you motherfuckers ain't calling in, man? I mean, seem like, I just don't understand you guys. Seem like you would really have something to say about these women and the way they do. Not complain, but something. But if you don't, you don't. That's why I stay laced. I have my shit. What I'm saying is, a real strong woman knows a real man is going to see her, and if he like her and she like him, it would be on and cracking. They ain't got nothing to do with, I mean, everybody want a whatever fantasy type woman, but it really ain't got nothing to do with the size of her ass or the size of her fucking nothing. They just would have a chance at being together for a lifetime. Like most of our parents. Well, my age parents. Instead of that weekend that you motherfuckers get today. I'm saying you want me to be happy for you getting that shit, okay. I'll be happy for you. While you guys complain like a motherfucker about how all you get is whatever you get, and get what you get so much that you didn't name it. You're the side piece. Oh, you motherfuckers are crazy. Now, get what I'm finna say now. Let's advance. Listen to me. Let's advance to the past. That should be women's mantra. See, television is a woman's worst enemy. Think about what I'm going to tell you, fellas, because I ain't really ragging on women, but I'm telling you what you're dealing with in a way you ain't really never checked it out. But now, let's advance to the past. See, for women to have made so much progress, it's just pitiful how they get their joys from watching reality TV, knowing full well it's fake. Then, to make matters even worse, The women want to emulate these fake bitches. Women never check how unhappy and unfulfilled with themselves those women are in their off-camera time. Well, of course, they make money. Shit. The audience never see, even though those women are big celebrities, getting money and shit, the average one of them motherfuckers can never, well, I ain't gonna say can never, but they aren't happy. And the average one of the bitches in the audience can never expect what they seeing. My point. Television makes you aspire for what you know you can't have. Then, since you can see this shit on TV whenever you get ready to, you don't feel fucked up for not having it. You don't feel left out because you can watch people help somebody else have it. They never advertise the woman who just finished watching one of those fucking housewives shows. You want to know why? Because they know if you, you know, women at large, actually knew that all of you was living such pathetic fucking lives, the shows would suffer. So they don't want you to know you're pathetic. They want to think you hit as fuck. As long as you don't like how you really look. They do not want you to like how you look. Duh. They got cosmetics. I'm just saying, and your stupid ass go right for it. Hey, wait, wait. Push the titties up. Put the girdle on. Put the heels on. Change the color of the eye. Put the wig on. Draw the eyebrow. Put the eyelashes on. And then walk out the door talking about you want a real man. What about us? Don't we want to wake up in the morning with the bitch we went to bed with? Shit. You motherfuckers wake up with the nigga you went to bed with. We ain't got no makeup on. We ain't got no fucking heels on. We ain't did no enhancement. So, what I'm saying is, you emulate shit that's fake. But the thing is, you know you don't want to take the blinders off, no way. You don't. Women have made so many advances. But it just led them to the past. I'll show you what I'm talking about. Think about it. Once they was protesting being seen as objects and not being treated fairly. Now, don't just answer the question because I can't answer for you. Do you know any woman that does not objectify herself, the way she dressed, the way she looked, the way she talks? I mean, her complete understanding of femininity. Tell the truth. There is not one bitch today that actually thinks being conservative in dress is attractive. They want to look like hoes. So what I'm saying is, if they didn't want us to objectify them, why are they objectifying themselves? Because once we see them, what are we thinking about? Fucking them. What are we thinking about? You don't think about talking to no bitch with her titties pushed up in your motherfucking face. Man, what's the difference than when we objectified them motherfuckers? See, this is what's so stupid. It's stupid to think you as a woman can wear a dress with the neckline all the way down to your motherfucking navel and a split on the side up to your goddamn hip and not expect a man to want to fuck you. It's no way. So if I see this bitch, Jada Pinkett, in this kind of dress, I ain't gonna get the fuck, huh? But some other bitch gonna have that motherfucker on. Some bitch I can fuck. This is how perverts think. And these pervert motherfuckers gonna fuck that bitch he see too. And then the bitch is gonna be like, why, what? Because you had to split up your ass, bitch. And come on, goddamn. 2 and 2 is 4. So what I'm saying is, if I seen a bitch like that in that kind of clothing, and I said, damn, I want to fuck that bitch. Any bitch would call me a pervert. They just think I was a pervert. So what I'm saying is, think about this. How can you as a woman look at yourself and believe or support the idea that a man can rape you without even touching you? Come on, that's a such thing. How far do you feel you need to go? He can look at me and I felt raped. See, what I'm saying is, you can't say the way you dress does not invite unwanted stares. Well, unless you really want them. You got to want the stares to wear that shit. With all the perverts out today, don't you think you should be a little more modest? No, what for? Because perverts are out, stupid. What do you think would get the most attention from men? A woman fully clothed, or a woman with all her private parts partially shown? What's going to get the most attention? Guys, kill you, man. You kill me. Do you know how you bitch-ass motherfuckers can destroy a motherfucker's life with this kind of fucking nonsense? If a man can rape you without laying hands on you, then you can ask to be raped. It's the same analogy. If you can say, he was ogling me and I just felt violated, I can say, damn, that bitch had on them, that dress so tight, I could see the crack in her ass, the crack in her pussy. It looked like she was asking me to rape her. Why I can't say that? If you can say it, I can rape you without touching you. I'm just saying, this is how ridiculous you motherfuckers are. You're taking shit to where you just want to fuck people's shit up. So, I'm saying, if you wear a dress that look like it's painted on your goddamn body, are you showing a man that you don't care to be ogled or raped without being touched? Are you telling him that? How can you wear such an outfit and not expect a motherfucker to stare at you and have sexual thoughts? How can you expect that? You guys gotta understand, man, I ain't gonna be talking about no motherfucking pimp shit. I ain't gonna be talking about no motherfucking Well, and when you talk about the man shit. But I'm just saying, man, these things be on my mind, man. You motherfuckers be falling. It's what I read about it all the time. Letting these bitches do stupid ass fucking shit to you because you got some pussy. Or because you said hi. Man, who gives a fuck? You got to fuck with a lot of bitches so you don't worry about a bitch. You got to do a whole bunch of motherfucking shit so you won't be stuck as far as thinking about what to do. You got to do shit. Make yourself up. What I'm saying is, I know women know what men think when they see them dressed the way they dress. I know they know it. I know they know it. Got on this tight ass shit, woo woo woo. And as they walk by looking at you, you can't help it. You did what you wanted to do. You look good as hell. I can't. And they, well, what's she looking at, motherfucker? Bitch, please. Please. And the nigga that's with her is just like the bitch, man. What you looking at? Nigga, come on. Don't you see how your bra look? God damn, man. Man, I'm just saying, why don't you boycott the motherfuckers that's advertising and promoting people to think this kind of motherfucking shit? That's where all the stupid rapes and bullshit coming from. The media promotes it. They do. They promote it. I mean, they just do. And I'm not saying every woman is like that. I'm not saying that at all. I ain't even saying what percentage of them are like that. I'm just saying there's plenty of them motherfuckers like that. And them is the representatives. Because you don't really see the regularly or the blend-in type women because they're blending in. You don't notice them. And that's how it's supposed to be. Well, at least I think that. I mean, I ain't no big old square. I think I would rather be living, not in the 50s per se, but in the 50s version of women. I really think, you know, I would have fucking fun living that life. Now, I see it's a bunch of y'all home here, and I have not had one call. Don't one of you motherfuckers want to win part one and two of Rosebud the American motherfucking Pimp? You guys don't want that shit. God damn, I don't know what to think. Listen, so what I'm saying is, if you don't want to be thoroughly, I'm talking about thoroughly observed by men, you should put on some motherfucking clothes and stop pushing your goddamn titties up in the motherfucking under your chin. And the last thing, if at all possible, I would like some of you motherfucking women to call in. Right, you want a real man? Oh, well, it ain't like you don't know who the fuck I am and how I'm going to react. So don't be scared, you strong bitch. So what I'm saying is, I would like to hear why you motherfuckers feel so insecure about yourself. And still buy all the shit that change your looks. Every product that come out that can change a bitch's looks, they got it. I mean, I got some clippers, you know, toothbrush and all of those shit. And I got soap and water. I said I don't do shit to alter myself. You know, I got my clothes. But I'm saying women completely alter themselves. And they demand to have a real man. I just don't understand that. And like I said, I want to know why them motherfuckers think life is a one-way street. That's what women think. And I want to know why what goes for men don't even register to them to go for them. I just don't understand it. I would like to understand the mentality of a person who has been lifted out of just disrespectful situations of yesterday to gain all their freedom, only to choose the things they left behind as negative as the new positive. It's so fucking confusing. The last thing I need to know is, if I do see an interest in you, and this interest is generated because you look like a slut bitch, and that just happened to be my cup of tea, will it be all right if I act on the impulses that you promoted? I'm sure there'll be no women on this show because, you know, once they hear these last few words I have to say, you know, I'm going to have haters. they go make sure they deem me a woman hater. When in reality, bitches hate themselves. Bitches hate themselves. That's why they change their hair, eyes, face, height, shape, and not even going and changing their teeth. So, I mean, come on. You absolutely fucking hate yourself and you know it. You won't blame me and the rest of my species. Wow, finally, somebody called. What's up with you, brother?
Hey, how's it going? This is DeMarcus. I'm out of Houston, man. I was just calling to talk about what you were speaking in. As I was listening to you speak, I can't help but think, but this would be like some sort of social programming because, like, I'm 38. So, you know, I'm an 80s baby. So I see, you know, we were raised, I think, a lot of kids in my generation by, you know, television because, you know, at this point in time, you know, you get both parents working. And so you home alone a lot, you know, with your brothers or whatever, and you watch a lot of TV. And so when I look at this, I see like a lot of marketing. And when I just look at the women today, I just see a lot of marketing people, and we're just buying into what society and what television program is teaching us.
Well, I agree with what you said, man, and that's my point. But a bigger picture is on the black tip, we losing ourselves. You know, we don't think anything black is important. You know, the only thing that's important is the Kardashians or the Atlanta Housewives or whoever the fuck. And my whole point is, it is a marketing thing, but it's a subtle, subliminal marketing. And if you was from the 60s like I am,
exactly.
If you're from the 60s like I am, you would fucking know this because they used to teach us this in the Black Panther meetings. The motherfucking white man is going to get you to do the shit to yourself because he going to get you to buy self-destructive shit. He gonna get you to buy into self-destructive thinking. And all these motherfucking peckerwoods that got the money to change how they look. At one time, I mean, you know, once it started, just rich peckerwoods could do that shit. But now even broke black bitches want to get this or that done. Why? Because they think media is right about what's beautiful. To me, there's nothing worse than picking this fine broad and you know, kicking it with her, and then go home and wake up the next morning and that bitch don't look nothing like she did last night.
Right. I definitely agree with you. I definitely agree with you on that.
You had that happen before?
Yeah, I mean, I met with this one chick, and she had on, like, all this makeup and stuff, and I told her, I'm like, you need to take all that out because the type of person that I am, I like a natural woman. Like, I don't want all the weave, the lace fronts, all the extension and all that. Like, I want to actually get to see who I'm dealing with. I don't want to see you today and then wake up and like, dang, what happened?
hey, listen, what I'm saying is this, brother. Today's women, not only are they fake, they are the best artists in the world. They can take their face and just draw something else, so change that shit to look hella good. You wake up tomorrow and you say, damn, baby, I thought she weighed 130 pounds, not 200 pounds. She gonna say, it's the angle that I had my makeup on.
Right. Well, you know, to show you this. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, well, you know, like most of the new cell phones, they have the filters on there, and they just, it automatically smooths out the skin and all this stuff. So when somebody even send you a picture, you'd be like, oh, okay, you look nice, okay. And then when you see them in real person, you look at your phone, you're like, nah, this ain't the same person.
That's the problem, man. The reality of it is only, I ain't gonna say only dudes, but dudes mostly have the opportunity to be real. I mean, they don't put on no makeup, they don't tall shoes. I mean, they don't want to look fat, so they're gonna try to tighten that belt, but they ain't putting on no girdle. Some dudes do. But my point is, whoever you meet 9 out of 10 times, that the dude you are is the dude they're waking up with to the next morning.
Correct.
Now, you can be strong as fuck as far as your attitude, and then the next day after you got the pussy, you didn't, you know, then punk out and now the bitch don't like you or whatever. I mean, all that shit is possible. But my overall thing is we need to start requiring more from women. That's all I'm saying, really. That's what this whole show is about. We need to start requiring what our forefathers required. And we require them to be feminine. I mean, they, all of our forefathers, they never said that, but as far as how they expected a woman to act, it was that they need to show their femininity. Now, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I definitely agree. And I was just going to also say, I think it also shows you that a lot of the women out here suffer from, they don't have confidence, and they also don't have good self-esteem. They're not loving who they really are.
Well, that's what this whole thing is about, man, this whole show. I don't know if you just checked in or not, but I've been saying that the whole show. They hate themselves. They actually do. They cannot stand how they look. If they could buy a mirror that would adjust, a full body mirror that would adjust their body to look the way they imagine themselves to look, they would buy that mirror and look in it every day when they got dressed. Knowing that motherfucker is altering how they really look. They don't really care about the truth, because there is no truth as far as today and what we're going to. I'm serious, man. There's nothing wrong with you faking, or this woman, there's nothing wrong with you drawing a picture of yourself so whoever you're dating can see this picture, and then tomorrow they're going to see the real you. Something is wrong with the dude if he, oh, my God, I don't like what I'm seeing. You know, something's wrong with you.
Right.
What I'm saying is not something's wrong with this bitch face. Otherwise, this bitch turn out to not be a bitch, and you end up beating her in the head or something. It's on you. It's not on this motherfucker for not being a straight up with you. I'm saying you gotta be aware of this kind of shit, man. You know, and you gotta like think your life, including this shit. That's why there's certain things I ain't doing, regardless. Period. I don't give a fuck. I mean, the bitch could be this or somebody, you know, whatever. It was like going to somebody's house or meeting somebody where I ain't really wanted. No, I ain't doing none of that shit. I ain't inviting you to my house until I really done already, you know, we done kicked it real strong. Because I'm just paranoid like that. People be tripping. They
do. Right. They really do.
Wait, listen to me. hit my goddamn email, man. You know my email, askrosebud@gmail.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Hit it, because I got to hit you with them books, man. And all you motherfuckers are calling
it.
After, hey, all you motherfuckers are calling after this, brother. I might not do the same, because y'all just waited until somebody else did it. And then y'all just go, I'm good. Nah. Hey, bro, hit me, man. I got you. Make sure you put your number on, all right?
Okay, I definitely appreciate that.
Oh, you got something else?
Yes, sir. I was going to say, why do you think they do have the low self-esteem? Because, like, I've got a 11-year-old daughter, and that's one thing that I constantly grill in her, that she's unique, she's special because she's the only one. There's no other person that's like her. So I'm constantly pumping into her, you know, to love herself and that to think for herself and to be to be a strong woman. You know, I'm constantly just putting all these things into her. Where do you think that maybe a lot of these women don't have fathers or they don't have anyone who's speaking into their lives to give them the encouragement to give them, because it's really a mindset. It's the way I see it.
Let me ask you something, man. Be honest. Do you really think your daughter's unique?
I think she is special and unique.
Okay, listen. Let me say this. I would imagine every person would say that. But the reality is she's not unique. She's one among many females. I'm not saying anything negative about her or anything. I'm just saying as far as the word unique. She's not unique. So that's what she needs to understand. So she needs to pump herself. She needs to pump herself to stand out. You do not.
Okay, I see where you're coming from.
You do not want to grow up thinking just because you're you, you got this, that, and the other going for you. No, you are you. And you have your specific benefits or whatever. But what's going to make you unique is that you're not like every other motherfucker and just expect shit to come to you. When you think of something, you go get it. You don't be waiting. You're not a wanter. You're a go-getter. That's where I'm coming from. With my daughter, bro, that I raised by myself since she was 6 months old. She's 26 now. And she's not real dependent on me. Don't get that. That's fucked up. But no jail, no drugs, you know, none of that kind of goddamn shit. And I think that's pretty cool on my behalf. But she also didn't go to school. I mean, she graduated high school and that shit, but she didn't follow through with, you know, college and shit. And I told her, look, I ain't going to make you do that shit if you don't want to do it. You don't have to do it. I ain't that kind of parent. You know, if you want to do it, I got it. But if you don't want to do it, fuck it. She didn't want to do it. And I told her, you're making a mistake. You know, you want to be right. It's, you know, direct them right. But then at a point, they got to make their own decision. I ain't going to make her go to school. You know, she didn't want to go, fuck it. I didn't tell her. I was in the streets like a motherfucker. But you even see. And I told her this. I said, you see my black ass went to school when I got out. I went to school before I went into the streets in the 70s, but I didn't finish. So I decided to whatever I did. And I'm only doing it because I want to be a right, you know, kind of father. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to teach my daughter.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to teach her that you want to try to hustle. I want to teach her you want to earn what the fuck you get. Now.
Exactly.
Hey, listen, bro, I'm being honest. Did I succeed? No. My daughter needs me like a motherfucker. Man. Hey, man, I'm almost, I'm almost like her bank account. She just comes to me and withdraw. I'm her ATM, you know. And I'm just mad and talking shit. Come right after. She in her apartment, I'm in mine, I'm talking shit. And her apartment is across the street. So I'm talking shit. Don't fucking come over and talk this, blah, blah, blah. And then she said, okay, Dad. And before I hang up, she already rang the doorbell. So I know what you want. But the only way you going to get it is to accept whatever happens. I mean, with your guidance, of course. But your guidance does not mean that's what's going to happen, is what I'm saying.
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, I can accept what you're saying. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I definitely accept what you're saying. No, I was just saying I definitely accept what you're saying. I use the word unique, but, yeah, I really meant I want her to be different and stand out so that she knows she has something to offer, that she's not, she don't have to be like everybody else.
You know something? I ain't no wordsmith or nothing, but check this out. When you say you want her to stand out, see, people will say something like that and expect this person they're talking to understand what they mean. But they don't. They just say okay. They just say okay because they're getting the gist of the conversation. When my point is, you talking to, I ain't talking about you talking to your daughter, but I'm talking about a person that's talking to somebody like that. They would say, you know, I want you to stand out. You know, and you know, standing out when it's time when you want. Let's say it's, you got to be there at 8 o'clock. You want to be there at 10 minutes to 8. It's gonna be some other kids there, but you're gonna be standouts. What I'm saying is, it was about getting your assignment in done perfectly. You want to make sure it's done like that and get it in early as possible. You want to do things to stand out. You don't want to tell them to stand out because they don't fucking know how to stand out, or if they will already do it. So we got to...
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? We got to complete...
Yes, sir.
...what we gain so we can teach the shit that has gotten lost. My dad used to say, boy, you ain't got horse sense. Now, what the fuck do that mean?
I have no idea.
But what I'm saying is what that had to mean was I was doing something wrong. So my thing is, I don't know what the fuck a horse sense is, but I know I don't want my daddy to say that to me again. So I'm finna do something right or straighten something up, because you got to think. I remember you ain't going to believe this, in the 70s and the 80s, I had an alligator phone book, and, you know, I thought I was fly. I had a gang of phone numbers in it. I mean, I don't know, just a gang. Whoever I wanted to call, I never opened the phone book. It was all in my head. I knew everybody's phone number. Whose ever fucking phone number it was, even if I hadn't called them in a year. I knew that shit. Today, I don't even know my daughter's phone number. She's like number one. So I press number one. So what I'm saying is that part of my brain is gone. I don't use it for that no more. But I could be riding down the street, you know, pick my car phone up and want to call whoever. Give me this. You know, you talk to them, tell them to give you the number. Didn't need no phone book. You only have the phone book to be showing off because it's alligator. And you put phone numbers in it, so it can look like you use it.
Right.
And I wasn't the only one like that. We all was like that. You know, and a number you don't need, you just kind of don't think about it no more. But a number you call two or three times, you remembered it. Just off the top.
Right, exactly.
I think we should be like that more, and then start understanding computers, because the people that start out not like that allow computers to do the thinking for them. They just ask the question, never giving a fuck what the question really is about. And once they get the answer, they think they know what they was looking for, but they don't.
Okay.
You understand?
That makes a lot of sense.
Hey, bro, you see these goddamn diplomas behind me. I'm a real instructor, man. And I ain't just bullshitting. I mean, the thing about learning is you got to dissect what you say. And whatever you say, in dissection has to always come to your end. It has to come to your end. Not that your end is my end, but your end is the end that counts. So whatever you think is don't lead to you, then shit, something wrong. Every goddamn thing I think lead to me.
I see exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, I love this, man. Make sure you hit me so I can hook you up.
Okay, I definitely will.
All right, be cool. Hey, you guys, that was some, good, that was some good shit right there. So listen to me. You don't see men going to extremes. Adjusting how they look, whatever, putting on makeup. You know, you don't see us doing that shit. But in the 21st century, dudes are starting to do that. They are. Now, if there's a gang of money in various places across the United States, and you're, if that's the case, in that realm, you can't think, let's say in Chicago, and you in Hollywood, you can't think, you know, blah, 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 about Chicago, then you're not really, really, really getting it in Hollywood. You can't say, man, fuck how far it is, man. I don't, that shit is there, shit, I don't want to go move, whatever. You can't do that. You're obligated to your thoughts. You are obligated to your ideas of how to get whatever this money is, you know, is you're trying to get. And the reason I'm saying that is in your case, no, in my case, I'm in the upper echelon of my field. Now, this is I don't know why I'm losing words, man. But anyway, this is a scenario. But what I'm saying is I'm in the upper echelon of my field. And, you know, I know people. So I'm going to Chicago. Because I heard it was there, you know, and they ain't really cool for me here. So I'm finna go. Now, I'm going to take my game on the road, looking for whatever these various places are. And my question to you is, do you think it's wise for me to know I'm on the upper echelon and go to lower echelons of what I do to work? Do you think it's wise? It's not wise, but you got to do it. What I'm saying is, if you want to be respected as that motherfucker on the upper echelon, you're going to certainly have to show where you're coming from to the lower echelon. But you got to understand this. When you, you know, on a certain level, you got to understand that your life is on the line when you need to stand up for what you believe. At the same time, smart thinkers know you can't stand up for what you believe in a situation that don't represent how you roll. Otherwise, if it's motherfuckers that don't can't really see where you coming from, how you gonna stand up? It's like speaking French where they only speak Chinese. And I'm telling you, man, you won't be understood. It's a waste of time to try to communicate with motherfuckers or people who have the understanding of a rock. So to think they can understand the words you say is downright stupid, and it could cost you your fucking life. So, now, I don't know about you, but the first thing I look for whenever I'm about to get into some shit, I look to see if that motherfucker I'm going to get into shit with is capable of understanding some man shit. Now, if I see he can't, or even if I think he can't, I ain't even going to get involved. I'm going to, all right, man, you're right, man. I'm gone. Hey, I'm not risking my life for no motherfucking man. Nothing. Accept what's right and something that I can't avoid. In that case, I'll see you on the other motherfucking side. I'm very disappointed in the amount of calls I got, but I'm very happy about the call I did get, because that brother he said some shit that I like. All these motherfuckers, what can I do, man? I have only three women. Let me tell you some Kitcho or whatever your fucking name is. You should have called in, because I got written some real shit to say to you. Rosebud, I'm giving real. I mean, yeah, whatever, man. I don't do nothing but that. Whatever, man. You guys kill me, man. Hey, what I don't understand is all you guys over here in this chat, the vast percentage of you is using your phones to even do what you're doing here. Why the fuck don't you call so we can address what it is that you're thinking, man? Because you guys are punks, man. You guys are punks, man, and you don't care that you motherfucking punk. Don't be mad at me. I'm going to call you a punk if you're a punk. God damn it. You motherfuckers is punks, and that's that. So even if he is calling in right now, I ain't finna wait a minute, I'm gonna see. Look, I got a call. I was about to say fuck, but I want my call. 414, what's up?
Man, just checking in, OG. Just wanted to top it up with you and let you know, still going down. How you feeling today, man? I just got in and seen that your live was on. I just called in and let you know. I see you moving and shaking, man.
How long have you been listening?
About the last 30 seconds. I seen you was snapping about something, so,
Listen. Even you, motherfucker, I'm going to do this for you because you ain't no lying-ass bastard. Because I can tell a lie. You said the last 30 seconds, so you couldn't have heard that if you called in, you was going to get laced with parts 1 and 2 of Rosebud the American Pimp. But you are. So what I'm saying is you got to hit my motherfucking email. Ask Rosebud.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, what you say? Are you coming with the lights for me? Oh, okay. Okay. Hey, man, well, you know what? Thank you, OG. Hey, okay, well.
Hit me, man. Fuck the thank you. Hit me. Do it.
Hey, I didn't try to.
Hey, 574, what's up? Four one four. Hung up. 574. You don't want nothing. Okay, fuck them. Hey, you guys, look, I'm going to go on and go. It's Sunday. I know you guys got shit to do. I got shit to do. I'm loving my life. I really am loving it. I ain't loving it because of how much money I'm having. I'm loving it because of the freedom I'm experiencing just to think. I got to do this. my age is affecting me. I got to do shit that I used to get do shit and say, fuck it. If I did it or not. But now, if I think of this shit. Hey, you guys, I'm going. Hey, I'm loving this. Oh, fuck, 574, you back. You better answer, man. Come on. What's up?
I was wondering, is that a problem?
574, do you have a question?
I can't. Okay, anyway, whatever. Let's just drop this topic. No, I'm just home. Yeah, what are you up to?
Is this the lady talking to me? 574.
Yeah.
414, what
I'm like really hungry, so I was wondering like if you can come over or just like
Man, that
order something on the
919, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? How's it going, man?
I'm good, brother. What's happening? What's your question?
No, I ain't got no question, really. But okay. You're talking about how women. Yeah, you're talking about how women.
Wait. You ain't got no question. So you just calling in to get the book. You know that's what it is. Hold on. 414, what's up?
Yeah, man, I was just checking in again, letting you know that the Winter Wonderland is still in effect, and it's still going down. And like I said, man, good looking out on the material. And, you know, like I said, man, keep bossing up, man. I know you're going to do it, man. I just see you again. Keep on doing it. You chasing them ghosts. I just caught one today, and I got another one I'm going to process on. So,
get
like I said,
it.
Good looking out for motivation, huh?
Stay on it. 919, what's up, bro? What was you saying?
Yeah, you was talking about how women, you know, they doing jobs like men are doing. And I kind of, you know, have a situation like that myself. My wife, she's going to school for welding. Now, I wasn't really wanting her to do that in the very beginning, but I kind of brought it on myself. Because I was at the county college, and I picked up some, you know.
Wait.
Yeah.
What's that beeping going on?
Oh, that's a machine I got running. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, what about her welding? I do know that is, in my mind, a man's job, so I do know that. But what about welding? As far as you and her go, is it something you don't like?
You know what? You know, in my mind, it's a man's thing to do, but she's doing really good at it. And I would say she's a very feminine woman.
Bro, I don't want to hear all that shit, man. Let's talk about what's going on. What I'm saying is, what the fuck is the problem with her being a welder?
Ain't no problem. I'm just saying you brought it up earlier.
About it.
I ain't sure.
Well, you must be.
In the very beginning.
Listen, you brought it up, so don't put a whole bunch of meanings to the word tripping. I'm saying, why are you tripping about it? Otherwise, why did you bring it up if it ain't no problem?
I was tripping about it in the very beginning, but I got past it. You know what I'm saying?
She's been doing it now. What were you tripping about?
It's like a man. It's a man's thing. You know,
okay,
welding and shit like that.
Back in the day, the thing about men not wanting the woman to do man's work was kind of what you're saying right there, and that's where I was leading to. But subconsciously and more importantly, they was not wanting to be around women. I mean, dudes, because they was wondering if she'd be getting hit on. So I was asking you to wonder if that was it, but you said it wasn't. So I didn't want to put that in your mind to make you say that. But I'm saying, dudes, just be tripping, man. You around 50 dudes at lunch? Shit, what you gonna do? Go in the ladies' motherfucking bathroom and eat your lunch? You know what I'm saying? I'm just being real, man. Let me tell you, hit my goddamn email, man. I got you, man, on the motherfucking book. This is 574. Come on, man. What's up?
This is a prepaid call from an inmate at the county correctional facility. All phone calls are.
You know I ain't trying to talk to no fucking. Hey, you got. Motherfuckers be tripping. Motherfucking called me from the pen. Hey, bro, Rose, I just want to know, you know, when I get out, you know, can I hook up with you? Motherfucker! Yeah, you can hook up with me. my phone number, you know, but I don't, my shit is, what was that shit? Rosebud and Bitter, Rosebud Bitter, those that, what was that? Rosebud Bitter, I forgot, man. I was finna tell a lie. I can't even tell lies. I'm motherfucking gone, y'all.